Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Mitch.
So what are these alerts about and how do I sign up?
It's a free service and you can sign up at vtalert.gov. So it's vt-alert.gov.
And how do they work exactly?
Well, you go online and register as many phone numbers and email addresses as you like. They can be landlines or cell phones. You can choose to have the alert sent to you by text message or email or a recorded voice call. And then you can choose what type of alerts you'd like to receive. They are tailored to your location, so you'll also need to put in either a specific address or a county that you'd like to receive alerts about.
Has this service been around very long?
The Vermont Emergency Management rolled out the system last October, and it's basically been used since then for weather alerts. It's like the next generation of the emergency alert system that you hear on the radio, but now they're working with VTrans to start posting transportation issues like road closures to the system, and they've begun signing on towns so they can make it useful on a local level, too.
Sounds very customized, too. What type of information is sent out by these alerts?
Some of the options are severe weather alerts, transportation alerts, amber and missing person alerts, public health alerts, and even nuclear power plant information. And once the towns and school districts are online, they'll be able to notify people about things like school delays and local road hazards or water main breaks, that type of thing. Some supervisory unions in Vermont are already using their own robocall system for school closures and delays, but this will sort of bring everything under one roof.
Well, meanwhile, it's more likely that people are thinking about carnival rides than chairlift rides these days, but this time of year is when ski areas make major infrastructure improvements. What sort of uplifting news can you share with us on that particular front?
I can tell you they will be seeing orange at Okemo this winter.
Oh, good.
They're installing what they call a six-pack bubble chairlift. So this is a six-person lift that has a see-through orange dome that comes down over the passengers. So it's sort of a hybrid between a chairlift and a gondola. It's enclosed like a gondola, but only from the seat up. And because your legs hang down like a regular chairlift, you don't have to take your equipment off. And that's going to replace the North Star Express Quad, and they say it is far and away the biggest lift project they've ever undertaken at Okemo. And then there's also a chairlift project. It's going through the permitting process now in Wilmington, and that's a private club that now runs Haystack Mountain. They have plans to replace the Barnstormer Summit Lift.
I'm still loving that name, Six-Pack Bubble Chairlift. Now, are there any other ski area projects going on besides the new lifts?
There are lots of them. One of the biggest ones is a new 116-room Hotel Burke that's going up at Burke Mountain, which is now under new ownership, and it's now called Q Burke. And Stowe Mountain Resort is building new amenities at Spruce Peak, including an outdoor ice rink, a new children's adventure center, and they're putting in a parking garage. This is just sort of the latest step in a huge construction project they've had going on at Stowe Mountain Resort.
A lot going on at ski areas. The Jeezum Crow Music Festival happening right now at Jay Peak. And this weekend is also the Bookstock Literary Festival. That's in Woodstock. Last weekend, we had the 20th Annual Solar Fest in Tynemouth, the inaugural Do Good Fest at National Life in Montpelier. That's just to name a few. So summer festival season definitely in full swing in Vermont. Why is this coming up now in Public Post, Amy?
Some of the local chambers of commerce are reminding business owners and town officials that it's time to nominate summer and fall events for next year's Vermont's top 10 events list. So the state chamber compiles these annual lists for top 10 summer, fall, and winter events. And those lists are widely publicized and they're published in the state's vacation guide. So they can really draw a lot of attention to an event. So if there's a local event you think everyone should know about, now's the time to let the Vermont Chamber know.
Amy Noyes, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Mitch.